continuing then where we left off. You will be strong in the Lord and do exploits in this next 12 months. You will do exploits in your own life. When those things are established in you, I will lead you. I will bring you across the path of people who are victims in the area that you have just broken through on, and you will assist them. You will help them. You will be a breakthrough anointing to them. As they break through, your anointing will go to a deeper level, so that as you give out, the anointing in you will increase and abide, and it will abound. In this way, the Lord says, in the next 12 months, you will make years of progress. You will become the man and woman you were always supposed to be, and you will come into a place where nothing will overwhelm you. You will come into a place where you will cease to be a foot soldier in the body of Christ. You'll take on the stature of a warrior, like one of David's mighty men. I will cause a greatness to rise up within you. Even as you come to the end of this 12 months of training, says the Lord, I will begin to show you and declare to you what your personal inheritance is, so that you may be a stakeholder in the territory of the Spirit that I choose to bestow upon you. You will come into your ministry, you will come into your anointing, you will come into your place of abundance, you will come into your place of favour and inheritance. You'll begin to get an idea what your assignment is. You will know who you are, you will know your identity, and you will know your inheritance. You'll begin to stand in and trade upon the favour that is present over your life. In this next 12 months, you will see the glory of God in your own life, in your own circumstances, and I will cause you to rise up and occupy a place of overcoming. You shall overcome yourself, and then you will no longer be your worst enemy. For when you have conquered yourself, then I will send you out on a great adventure. Nothing will overwhelm you, because I will teach you that every obstacle is indeed an opportunity, and every opposition can be laid low. That which will rise up in you in this next 12 months will be nothing less than the sovereignty and the declared majesty of your God. It's my intention, says the Father, that you would know me and that you would be strong, that you would be filled to overflowing with the goodness of God, that you would know the majesty of God, that you would have the joy of the Lord and the power of God will overshadow you and erupt within you. You will no longer be the person you once were, but I will turn you into a different man and a different woman. This next 12 months is for you to discover who I am for you. Is for you to come to a place of trust, a place of peace, a place of rest, and a place of faith. It is for you to discover who I am for you as your Father. I intend to enjoy myself this year, because during this year you will actually stop whining, you'll begin worshipping instead. I intend to enjoy myself, beloved. In this next 12 months, I want to bring you into a place where your life is a joy and a delight to yourself, where you will enjoy your life and you will be delighted with your life and you will be ecstatic about who you are becoming. I'm going to banish low self-esteem. I will do violence to self-hatred. I'll bring you into a place where you are happy and relaxed about who you are. Because when I look at you, I'm happy, I'm relaxed. There you are then. See you tomorrow.